Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. Amen. This is a wonderful Thursday afternoon. Amen. And I'm excited about the word. Amen. Praise God and the prayer. Praise God and the fasting. I got some fasting in on this 40-day prayer. Praise God. We are really in a dilemma with the economy and what the way that it's going. You know, a lot of people said it was gonna be revived in last year, and then year before last they said it was didn't look good, and here it is, 2012, and nothing has really changed. Even Pat Robertson on his CBN program spoke about how the economy is getting worse. Amen. And the nations are just really having problems. Even in, we know Greece is having problems, but over in England and France and around there, amen, praise God, the economy has dropped. The euro is just, amen, you might as well take it out the picture. They thought it was going to be a benefit, but I had given a word of prophecy, ain't it? Amen, and it's in my book titled The Golden Era, and you can purchase that online at ZulonPress.com, Barnes & Noble, amen, praise God, and Amazon.com, so you can get the whole scope of what I'm saying today. So with the economy and what, you know, what we are facing. Amen. Jobs are scarce, and then they haven't cut down the cost of living. They literally are making it worse in certain states, and we as the body of Christ, we are feeling the crunch, but God is still taking care of us because he's going to keep his word. He's faithful. That's why we pray. But, amen, praise God. With the economy like it is, amen, seem like they should have had some compassion on us to cut down on the rent, the house note or the car note or something, but they escalated it. They still making more expensive cars than they can ever make before. A car used to cost you the most about $10,000, and that was for, you know, a Cadillac, a $12,000. Now you're gonna pay $30,000-$40,000 for a Cadillac. That's stupid. It's crazy. So we have some advantages, amen, than what the people had back in the olden times. Elijah had to tell a woman to get some jars together, some containers together, and he prayed over it, spoke a word over it, amen, praise God, and the oil began to increase so that the creditors could not take away her sons after her husband had died. Well, we got creditors today, and they don't take away your son, but they'll take away property, or they'll take you in lawsuits and everything that they can take you in, and they don't have no compassion in that essence. So we suffer, amen, like they suffered, but theirs was a little bit different. Back then, a girl was sold, or a child was sold, wine. They didn't care. Or a person was literally sold to obtain silver. So Satan is still working his devious acts on his crumpling, fallen throne. And he's not getting the results that he thought he would get when he said he would exalt himself in Isaiah 14 above, you know, God, the heavens, and he would be just like God, and he would rule and reign over man. Well, he might have messed up when he touched Adam and Eve, because I'm telling you, that brought the opportunity for Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the precious one, Mary's baby, to come in and straighten out this mess. And the only way that we can stop this evil that's in the world is to fall up under the government of God. Amen. Praise God. And I have a little booklet I'm writing about the government, amen, and how we should be like those that are in Africa when they're fighting. Some of them call it a coup, where they overthrow one government in order to establish their government. Amen. And that has happened all throughout, amen, praise God, the world, ever since the world existed. Even when Joshua went in to overthrow Jericho, he went in to overthrow it because he wanted to gain the land. Amen. We have a right to overthrow our enemy. Amen. Praise God. Because they're the ones that's oppressing us. So we got bosses on our jobs that are giving us problems, and these bosses don't understand that you've been covered. Amen. They need to take, amen, a second look and see that, no, I better leave him or her alone and let them all go ahead and advance, because their kingdom, amen, is causing them to advance. It's God that calls you to increase. It's God that calls you to get wealth. But it's the enemy that's fighting against you, amen, in the heavens, that territorial demons, principalities, oh, my God, and their power, spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness of this world that are fighting in territories and lands, amen, over the, amen, heavens that are above us, amen, the first heaven, and they're fighting to keep us from receiving our blessings, from getting finances coming our way, from getting that mate and getting everything else that we need for our livelihood. But Jesus and his blood and God's kingdom to come, amen. And then Jesus went on and let us know that the kingdom is on the inside of us. So we don't have to wait till, amen, the kingdom comes down from heaven, because, amen, praise God, there is a new heaven and a new earth, amen. This old earth is going to be dissolved. Don't let nobody fool you and tell you that this earth is going to remain. But before Jesus, amen, come with the new heaven and earth again, praise God, there must be, amen, government of the kingdom, which we say that we belong to. We're spirit beings, so we got to live after the spirit. We pray in the spirit. We watch and wait in the spirit, amen, because, amen, we know the natural side of us, amen, praise God, it will profit nothing. Plus, it'll war against the spirit. Plus, it walks after the government of the world. And the government of the world say, if I don't want to give you a job, I ain't going to give it to you so you and your children can starve. Well, still today, there are people over in foreign countries and right here in America, right in Houston, Texas, amen, praise God, where they are doing sex slaving of little girls in order for the girls to make money so that they can help their families. Mexicans are doing it. Whites are doing it. Blacks are doing it. It doesn't matter who Satan calls to be his sex slave. He don't care. He'll use all kind of trafficking, selling and abusing little girls and little boys, pornography and all that kind of stuff. So the same evils that were did back then in the olden times, even before Jesus came and when Jesus came, it's done today, but it's not recognized as far as the terminology is concerned. So we go on from day to day with, amen, praise God, loss of jobs, no food on the table. And if it is, it's something that we don't want to eat and it doesn't satisfy our taste buds. And we go on, whereas the government, amen, has literally forgotten about us. They rather put certain races of people in prison and they can stay in there 10 years more than another race can, just because of Satan and his perversion, his crookedness. He's crooked. Amen. It's not the people. You don't blame the people, but you blame Satan that affects the government. So because of these things, we suffer, and we suffer for righteousness' sake. We don't suffer for doing evil. I can't go out there and kill somebody because I want food on my table. So I have to, amen, wait till God bring in the finances and do a quick work for me, and then I can receive the benefits. So we praying today for jobs. Amen. We praying that God would, amen, open up his windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we cannot, amen, even begin to receive and contain, amen, according to the greatness of it, amen. Even though we receive it, we just can't imagine, amen, how God, amen, would do such a thing for us, amen. We pray that God would touch right now, amen, and touch the hearts of man and bind up the principalities, those wickedness, amen, that are in the airways, those snake demons and all of those demons that reside on businesses and homes and, amen, praise God, even on lending agencies where they are going in and they'll lend you the money, but they're just like that woman, amen, with the children. They want to take everything from you when you can't pay it back. Amen, praise God, because other issues come up. All of this is a trap of Satan, and we got to destroy his works. The Bible said, Jesus said in the word, amen, the disciples asked one thing, amen, teach us how to pray. They didn't ask us to Jesus about anything else in essence to that, but to teach us how to pray. We want to know how to pray concerning the situation, because we understand that when you go and pray, Father God will answer you right then and now. So we ask you, Jesus, to teach us how to pray concerning our finances, our homes, our, amen, our livelihood, amen. We pray for, amen, the marriage. We pray for the children. We pray for various other things. Now we're praying for finances, amen. Now, God, remove that boss off the job that's causing the problems. Remove, amen, praise God, those that are out there, amen, praise God, amen, and doing things illegal to obtain jobs and, amen, and getting the jobs and then doing other illegal things to try to gain wealth, and those that have stolen multi-million dollars of money from people that have invested in their visions, amen, and didn't know that their visions was one that was dying, it would never produce, and end up, amen, destroying people's livelihoods for years, causing them to foreclose on homes and, amen, praise God, causing all kind of problems in their life. God, we ask you to remove, amen, that demonic oppression in the name of Jesus. We bind up Satan and his works today, and we ask you, God, that you be glorified and the jobs will begin to come, I declare and decree it. The finances will begin to be declared and decreed. Amen, praise God. The word of God will strengthen us more and more, praise God, as we pray. Amen, and understand that prayer is very important for us to stand in what we believe in through you. Amen, and so God, you being a supernatural God, you're going to do a supernatural thing, and we bless you. We told you, we barak you, we shabak you for that. In the name of Jesus, now I ask you, Lord God, to tear down the stronghold. Every spirit that we want to hinder in the financial area, in Jesus' name. For you said the wealth of the unrighteous, the wicked, is laid up for the just. Now, God, you're able to take care of us. You own that cattle of 1,000 hills. So we praise you today and bless your holy name. Keep us, Lord God. Keep those finances flowing like rivers, amen, of living water flow through us. Keep those finances flowing in Jesus' name, amen.